the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
We're marching in. We're in the Saints. Oh, marching
in. Chris and Crux. Jennifer, now, when we were in high school, they were the top 20, you know.
Top 40 stations.
Top 40
stations. Yeah.
And it was 1250 and 1360.
Memory like hell for
that. And you just had two buttons on your radio, and you just went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Oh, man.
But back in Ray's day, they were playing block programming. They were playing all sorts of different things on the radio in the 50s back then. And then, of course, you started the country station, K-HEP, and then K-HAT radio for about 10 years or more. Is that correct?
You bet.
And so that was kind of a gamble to start all country music at the time. And people didn't really think it would fly, but
it just became a huge, huge success. Little story, if you have time.
Sure.
A friend of mine had a Spanish-speaking station, and one day he came over to my station, and he said, "Ray, you got to be walking about 10 feet off the ground." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "The rating." I said, "What rating?" I didn't know what rating was taken. That's when I had K-HEP. And we had a grand opening, and it was hotter than blazes when we opened that day, and we had soft drinks, big dispensers and so forth, and I don't know what all else. Mom remembers probably more than I, and that's Dolly, Mom is. And anyway, everything worked out real well in that area, but when he walked in, he says, "You got to be walking so high off of the ground," and he said, "That rating," he said, "I've got a copy in my car. I'll go bring it in." My eyes popped way out to here when I saw those ratings. KLY hadn't been beaten in the morning 7 years.
And you beat them.
They had a 14 share of the audience. We had 28.
Wow.
In the afternoon, KRUX, the station that I had left, and I did a four-hour country show there with them. And they were second in the afternoon, and they had a 14. I had a 28.
So your gamble.
And the rock stations would not play Elvis, but Ray would.
That's correct.
He would play Elvis on K-HEP. That's what he had a big audience from.
I got my jocks together, and I said, "Now these rock stations," because he had Milk Cow Blues Boogie and Blue Moon of Kentucky seal on that 78. Well, they wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole for Elvis. So I told my jocks, I said, "I want 6 Elvis records an hour. Every one of you." Man, the ratings shot up there like you can't believe.
And how did they judge ratings at that?
Well, they had a couple of different companies. Hooper was one of them back in the day, and they had different rating services.
Yeah.
And,
we were like that in all
the
ratings.
It was an average.
Ratings.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Can I ask? I have a question. When I started, they were just phasing out 8-track tapes. What came before 8-track?
No tracks.
No tracks. How were you albums? Playing music in the 50s?
Reel to reel or records?
Records.
Yeah, records. So yeah, vinyl.
You did have reel to reel.
Reel to reel or vinyl.
Then records.
And 78s and then 45s and regular 33 and a third.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Roma, you'll even have to teach your kids what a cassette tape is.
Which, funny enough, I don't ever remember cassettes in radio.
You don't?
No,
not in radio.
We used it to record, but never to play songs or commercials or.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's kind of transition here a little bit because I want to cover the horse aspect because that's one of my loves.
Before we go to horses,
go ahead.
I've been on air 30 years, and I can remember the first dollar of advertising I collected. I still remember who it was, when it was, and where we were. When you buy your first radio station, who's the first sale you make? Who's the first sponsor that comes on?
I never bought a station. I just put them on new from the FCC. I just applied for a license. So it didn't cost me any money.
Well, one of your first accounts was Tex Earnhardt, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of his.
One of your first ones?
Yeah. When I came to Phoenix from Texas and went by, he was in Chandler, wasn't he, Mom?
Yes.
And he had 3 used cars out there.
That has come a long way. Okay,
that's a great trivia question, though. Who's Tex Earnhardt? Then you find out who's from the area, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the horse racing aspect. So Dolly and Ray, this is something y'all share in common is horse racing.
You like to ride all the time.
I do. I'm not on the horse track, but on the trail.
Yeah,
I do like to ride.
That's great.
So, Dolly, what is your background in horses?
My father had quarter horses when I was little. And that's when we had no race tracks here, but they had, in Chandler, they had a race track, and they'd have match racing. And so that's where my dad would go.
There's no wagering at the time there.
No wagering, yeah. No.
So you
no.
were raised here in the Valley then?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was born at Grand Avenue in Six Points.
And your dad was actually from
Spain.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a long way to land in the Phoenix Desert, huh?
Yeah.
Desert.
Oh, yes.
tell her how he came over on the ship.
Oh, he couldn't afford the fare. So the man says, if you can stay in a wine barrel all day and hide there, and we'll let you come over free. And then at night, you can get out of the barrel and you can
clean the ship.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so you're, wow, that is a story, Dolly.
Oh, that was unreal.
How many days does that take?
I don't remember how many days it took, but he said they
it was
had
a rowboat, so
a rowboat, right?
Yeah, no. And he said they had four or five. Storms, and he said that ship he hated bananas till the day he passed because he ate so many bananas in that barrel. And he said it was a huge, it wasn't, you know, barrel, and they put a chair in and he could sit there. But can you imagine?
No,
they had no room for him otherwise, so he had to be in that barrel.
Now, the Odoms have been racing horses for over 60 years.
And I went fast forward, and Dolly, tell me how you met Ray then.
At Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay.
I met him.
We had shows and dances there every Saturday night. We danced till 3 in the morning. And I was talking to her sister. They all came there. Her brother came to her shows and dances there every Saturday night. And he was a great athlete, Frankie. And he was all-state football, basketball, and track star. He was an awesome athlete. Anyway, where am I going?
To tell them how the first time I saw you.
So I was talking to her sister. I was on the stage with the band, and her sister came up and was talking to me. And Dolly was heading to the ladies' room, and I was motioning, come on over here, come on. She ran to the ladies' room. She said I scared her.
62 years later, does he still scare you?
Yes.
She scares me sometimes.
So y'all have had this thing you've done together all these years, the horse racing. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Go ahead, babe. You're asking her?
Well, either one of you.
Okay.
Go ahead,
we've been into horse racing for 62 years and love it dearly, and we've had some nice horses. We're at Turf Paradise primarily because, like I said, we trained 23 years in San Francisco, and we really love San Fran. So I started thinking about,
what?
I'll think of that in a minute, the great star.
Oh.
I'm not sure you're talking about.
I don't either.
Well, I'll think of it later.
But
what can I think of his name, for crying out loud, on the greatest stars in history?
Country stars?
No. Actor.
Not John Wayne. No.
No.
No, we knew John. Holy.
That's
holy.
Okay. It'll come.
Sorry, I got
That's
off
all right.
track.
That's all right. So you're out at Turf Paradise, and you're still training to this day?
Yeah. We are at just 6 o'clock in the morning. We're there every morning at the track.
During the season.
During
the season. Starts in October again, right?
September.
September.
We take our horses in to get them ready to race. Right. In September.
The meet starts October the 11th.
Yeah.
Now, Ray and Dolly, y'all talked about being from Texas and Louisiana. I'm from South Louisiana. As a kid in the 60s, we used to go to the fairgrounds, and they would put two quarter horses side by side and just do a quarter mile straight.
Yeah.
Just side by, and we'd all be riding the rails and hanging over. I thought that was some of the most exciting horse racing I ever saw.
Yeah.
What do you call that? I don't see that anymore.
Her dad
match
used to
races.
Race like that.
They're
match
races.
Okay.
And just two people and two horses. And then that's all they had. You know, it wasn't very many horses that people had.
God, those were fun.
Yeah.
So how many horses do y'all run now?
We have five.
Yeah. And do you just do Turf Paradise or you go all over the country?
We used to, but I told him I was staying home this summer. I had too much to do around the house, and I wanted to stay home.
I've been working on this book for a year, too.
Yeah, so we had to, he said, okay, then. Because normally we go to San Francisco, California, to the fairs, and we love
to Del Mar.
But this year, we're home.
Well, what a icon you are, Ray, just and all the different things you've done. You've used
your
92.
Icon?
You've used your 92 years well, and you've documented it in this book. Jim, you want to fill us in on the book a little bit and
sure.
Where people can get it?
Sure. The book is Ray Odom, A Lifetime of Radio Records and Racehorses, and put together over the past year. There's a variety of pictures in here of all the folks that Ray had a chance to meet throughout his career. Like I mentioned, Ronald Reagan, before he was a politician and an actor, he did play-by-play. Ray did with Ronald Reagan. My goodness, all the big country stars, you know, actors, everybody that you can think of in the industry. And definitely he was Mr. Country Music in Phoenix for many years. A lot of people know the name Ray Odom all over this state. And it's available at Amazon.com.
And we have four copies to give away this morning. So if first four people to text the name of the racetrack here to 411-923, we'll give mail them some signed copies of Ray's book, Radio Records and
Racehorses.
Yep. Yes. I think I can get away with this.
No.
Let's talk about Black Magic instead.
When you start the sentence with that.
That was one of the first things they taught radio is, if you have to think, don't.
That's right. That's right. No way.
Now, being in horses, you guys know then the secret on how to make a small fortune with horses.
Well, a lot of times there's no fortune.
You start with a large one.
Yeah. And it goes. Believe me.
But they've got such a love for their horses. It's incredible that the care and gentleness that they have out there. Yeah. We were out the track last season. But definitely these folks are still at it all these years.
Just looking at, in the book, picture of Cesar Romero and in the Navy. I was at three different bases, and all the sailors there call me Cesar Romero. And he and I did a show one time at Corks in Phoenix, a huge department store. And we got up on the stage together, and he said, "You could be my double in the movies, for crying out loud. We look like twins." And there is a resemblance.
You do. Very, very close.
I think
who
you're thinking of earlier, Ray, was Roger Moore, the actor. Didn't he go out to the racetracks with you a lot, Roger Moore, the actor?
Yeah, He and I played 007. In front of the grandstand one day.
Yeah.
In San Francisco. Yeah.
Well, thanks for reminding
me. We sure appreciate y'all coming in. Ray and Dolly Odom and Mr. Jim West.
Thank you, Rosie.
This has been a great hour.
It's been a pleasure visiting with you lovely people, and I know you have a million listeners and viewers.
Well, they were all pleased to get to hear your story this morning, and they'll enjoy reading your book.
Thank you so much.